National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, Chucky Hepburn does an awful lot of things for Wisconsin. 16 points tonight at 4 assists and had a steal in the closing seconds to seal it for the Badgers as they hold off Minnesota 63-60.
I would say if you're going to set a personal best, a career high for steals, you'd want that last steal to be memorable. Well, that last steal was number 5 here tonight for Chucky, and was truly memorable because it sealed Wisconsin's victory over the Gophers.
Minnesota, all credit, man. They battled throughout tonight. Now, the Badgers were without Tyler Wall for more than three quarters of this game, and missing the team's leading rebounder was a huge factor. Minnesota ends up a plus 16 on the glass, 11-2 on the offensive glass, 12-0 in second chance points, but the Badgers hammered Minnesota in terms of points off turnovers. 20 miscues for the Gophers, 9 for the Badgers, although they got a little loose, as Mike mentioned, late. But 21-5 Wisconsin in points off turnovers. So the resourceful Badgers find a way again.
That's a good word. I think we've used resolve in the past to describe this basketball program, and it surfaced and emerged again here tonight. I think we all greatly appreciate Tyler Wall more than ever when he's not available. Mm-hmm. This is not to take away from anybody who played and contributed to the victory without Wall, but you understand, I think, a little bit more. I think we've all known this, how valuable Tyler Wall is, especially at the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. His ability to guard pretty much everybody, too, right? You know, all positions. But the Badgers get it done here tonight. Hey, blowouts are boring, right? Final score, Wisconsin 63, Minnesota 60. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number 1 in the Big Ten. Football, number 1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number 1 rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number 1 national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Add a stylish look to your bathroom with help from Menards. Max has more than 1,000 bathtubs, shower kits, and shower doors to add luxury to your life. Our selection of Hanna shower kits come in finishes like brushed nickel, chrome, dark bronze, and matte black, and are designed with clean, modern lines, chic hardware, and a reversible configuration for left or right installation. Save big money on Max bathroom products now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Game number 8 for the Badgers, decided by 5 points or fewer. Badgers 6-2 in such games. 63-60, Wisconsin defeats Minnesota tonight. Stephen Crowell, 16 points. Chucky Hepburn make that Crowell 17 points. Hepburn, 16. Asijan, 11. 7 for Jordan Davis and 8 rebounds for Jordan tonight. Max Klesmit with 5 and did a lot more than those points to tell you. Played some pretty mean defense tonight. 3 for Carter Gilmore. And then 2 points for Tyler Wall before he went down when he rolled his ankle fairly early in this game. Talon Cooper, 16 points for Minnesota, 14 for Dawson Garcia, 13 for Jamison Battle, 8 points for Pharrell Payne, and 3 for Braden Carrington, also 6 points for Joshua Ola-Joseph.
Besides his rebounding, Jordan Davis scored all of his points in the second half, including a banked three-pointer at the 8:03 mark. Minnesota had just moved within a point of Wisconsin at 54-53 when Davis hit that shot and sort of kept the Gophers at arm's length to the wire.
He has a knack of the timely shot, does he not? I mean,
he just does.
And Minnesota well aware, because we mentioned before the tip, can serve it as a reminder that Jordan Davis stepped up big in the Wisconsin one-point win up at the Barn last February, 7 points. His brother Johnny fouled out, and Jordan stepped up. Made big plays and helped Wisconsin to a very important win up in Minneapolis. So the old it takes everybody, Greg Gard has said a lot, and he says it for a reason, because it took a little bit of everybody tonight.
Well, I'm sure Greg will talk a lot about Marcus Ilver and the quality minutes that Ilver gave Wisconsin without Tyler Wall. Ilver didn't look lost. He hasn't had a whole lot of playing time, but I think we both made the comment that there were back-to-back possessions defensively where he did the job against Garcia, who's one of the tougher guards in the league.
And by the way, the Badgers now at 3-0 in the Big Ten. The last time they started conference play, 3-0, 2014-2015. Just throwing it out there, different year, much different teams. But the Badgers are 3-0 and now 11-2 overall, riding a 6-game winning streak as they'll get ready for next, which is a trip to Illinois on Saturday down in Champaign for a 12:30 tip-off. 63-60, Wisconsin knocks off Minnesota tonight. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
No word in the English language is less convincing. Then probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate.
I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A winter weather advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 33. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 34. Tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. 28 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. About an inch of snow overnight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
They did send out a release. He himself, Patrick, had a statement. He's been dealing with anxiety. Young man's had to deal with a lot in his young life, and he says what he's dealing with now has no relation to the cancer he dealt with a few years ago. But certainly, you wish all the best to Patrick that in moving forward that he can get back first through health to good health, and then get back to being with his team at the University of Iowa. So again. Life kind of gets us now and then, and we certainly wish all the best to a very, very gifted young man at the University of Iowa in Patrick McCaffrey. Wisconsin gets the win here against Minnesota tonight by a score of 63-60. Coming up next, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of their transactions. When you shop at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper, you are assured of quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name-brand products every time you shop there. Find out more and try shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping at your local bumper-to-bumper store, because service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Put a little love in your heart.
It's the Ford Shine Bright Sales Event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Wisconsin 63, Minnesota 60 here tonight as we are joined courtside by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. And you know, you said over and over that takes everybody, and without your best defender, your top rebounder, your top scorer.
League scorer.
Yeah. You know, otherwise.
Top a lot of things.
Yeah, top a lot of things. But, it you know, coaches say it a lot. Find a way.
And yeah. I mean, and you know, the mark of a good team when you're not at your best, with or without Tyler, find a way. And obviously, Tyler going down, other guys had to step up, and they were able to do just enough, you know, piece things together, you know, when we were not at our best or, like I said, our sharpest. And it's a good learning experience for us. You know, I think Max Klesmant, terrific job on Jamison Battle once he figured out kind of what he was about. Chucky, obviously, I thought really controlled the game and was able to do, made plays when we needed him to, 4 assists, 1 turnover. So, you know, a lot of good things to, like I said, to build on, and some good experiences, even though they maybe weren't pleasant going through. Marcus Silver getting a little taste of what he needs to be better at in live game action. So, you know, a lot of things that we'll use in the tape tomorrow or the next day and teach and move on.
Greg, you mentioned after the Western Michigan game that the 2.5 minutes that Ilver played were important for his development, just to be out on the floor in a game situation. Again, tonight you needed him to give you some quality minutes.
Yeah, we did.
Where does he have to go next with his overall development?
Just the physicalness. You see that on the rebounding. You know, he's got to play more physical. Part of that's getting stronger, and he's made jumps since he's been here. I mean, there's no doubt he's improved, but the fact that, you know, he's got to take another jump, and part of that's physical development. Part of it's just developing in a mindset of embracing physical play. And, you know, it was evident. And that's, you know, you get through this and come out on the left-hand side, and it's a lot of good experiences, specifically for him with things not going well. And a great example of what he, you know, now it puts all our teaching points with him and why we've demanded the things we have of him. It brought him to light, you know, here in a game situation. And, you know, fortunately able to have, you know, some missed blockouts and some free throw blockouts and things not cost us a game. And hopefully he'll, you know, take steps and be better the next time we're out.
Let me go back to Klesmant for a minute. I mean, you brought him here for a reason. He came here for a reason. He very much wants to be a Wisconsin Badger. But when you comped him to, you know, if it was Brad most recently or Zach Showalter or even going back to Mike Kelly, I mean, this is a matchup where he's looking up a few inches at a guy like Battle, but it's something that, it's probably one of those, if you didn't give him that assignment, he'd come to you.
Yeah, and, you know, he just has the mindset. I think that's the thing that he, all those guys that you mentioned, Showalter, Gosser, Davison, Mike Kelly, they all have the mindset of an extreme competitor. They don't care about physical disadvantage or what they don't have that maybe their opponent does have, whether it be height or foot speed or, you know, all those guys I just mentioned weren't the fleetest of foot, but they all found a way, and in a large part it's toughness and a competitive drive that you're just going to keep chipping away. And like I said, I thought once he got kind of a feel of what Battle was trying to do and what his game entailed, you know, I thought he did a really good job on him.
Jordan Davis gave you an interesting line tonight with 7 points and 8 rebounds, but the bank three-pointer kind of snapped an 11-0 run by Minnesota. So out of the blue, he hits one.
Yeah, out of the blue, yeah. It told him you now have set the school record for bank threes in a year. You all hold the, if there is a record.
There is now.
There is now. He's got it. But, you know, it's just, you know, I think another thing for him of a guarding a Jamison Battle, you know, he gives up a couple threes and got him going, and hey, this is why we do things and guard the way we do, and the sense of urgency in that regard. You know, Max obviously was dialed in with him and did a good job.
Hopefully with Tyler, you maybe buy a little bit of time, right? With the next
I think
Saturday.
Day off, you know. It just, he had a hard time really running on it. I didn't even see it happen. It happened on a made basket, I guess.
I think it was a crowd follow. I didn't see it when it happened either, to be honest.
First, I thought he stepped on the ball, but he said no, he stepped on somebody else's foot. So, you know, it will, he'll be with the trainer here and hopefully have him ready here in the next day or so.
But you learn a little bit more about your team without him, don't
exactly. you? Exactly. It's good. You know, like I said, that's individually for the Ilvers and Gilmore to get 30 minutes and still be able to come out on the left-hand side. It's going to force those guys to grow because they got thrown to the fire more than probably they ever anticipated or were, I don't know if they were ready for, but it's going to expedite their growth. And then when Tyler comes back, you know, we can now hopefully have some improved depth behind him.
All right. Appreciate your time. Congrats.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Badgers head coach Greg Gard as Wisconsin defeats Minnesota tonight, a final score of 63-60. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 33. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 34. Tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. 28 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. About an inch of snow overnight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Join the conversation, 844-967-2789. We are talking about... I don't know how anyone's talking about anything else, and I don't know why, even for if you're not a sports fan, this feels so relevant, but it does. And maybe it's just because I am a sports fan, so it feels like I can't separate, because I think, I don't know, I feel like this, I don't know. I think I'm still just hustling with my feelings about it. And so you said we had a couple of people who texted in.
We do. We have Dave from Waukesha checking in from the 262. Wants to share his perspective on the game and the injured Bills player. He's from Greater Cincy, big Bengals fan. My wife and I have two children, 7 and 10-year-old girls, who are watching the game with me. After he was hurt, there were questions about how serious. We watched his teammates cry. This is us after watching the Bengals-Dolphins game early in the year when the Dolphins QB had a concussion.
Yep.
There were lots of questions that night. Our girls woke up today asking if the Bills player was still alive. Not something you expect to have to answer after trying to enjoy a sports event and be entertained. My question now is, can we watch football as a household any longer? I don't want my kids traumatized by something that is intended to be enjoyable.
Oh, I think that's where I was about to go. Thank you so much for the text. Because it's like, this has been, you know, there's a lot of people who I think beyond being a football fan, have moved on from watching the NFL, with whether it was other situations where players felt like they were just, you know, they're just commodities. Everything of how Colin Kaepernick was treated. Like, there's a lot of different things.
Domestic violence.
That some people, despite being football fans, have decided this is not how I'm going to spend my time.
And I was seeing that a lot on Twitter.
And I feel like, cause I don't want to do that. Like, I love watching the Packers. I love being included in the conversation around football and the fun parts of it. And I think this is, you know, there's the NFL certainly in crisis mode, but it goes back and forth between the fact when, you know, you hear guys lament every once in a while of how soft the NFL has gotten, because they have put in new protocols about roughing the passer and trying to protect players a little bit, you know, not being able to use your helmet as like a deadly weapon when you're tackling. And you know, and then you have some fans who are like, well, now it's so soft. You watch the games in the 80s and the 90s, like the NFL was like real men. It was like gladiators, blah. And
they're still gladiators.
They are. And, you know, the protection of, and it's not players as in an investment, the protection of life, of guys who really do give everything. I mean, for so many of them, some are really, you know, some are incredibly smart and go on to have second careers. Michael Strahan, who's on TV every single day on like five different shows. And is it Emmanuel Ocho? What's his first name?
Drawing a blank.
I'm drawing a blank on who he is. But, you know, there's plenty of guys who go on to have different media careers, different being in investors and businesses. And but some guys, when their career ends, it's over. And they give everything to this. And if their career ends early without a lot of fanfare, you know, that's it. And this was their shot. And it's not like they're always treated with, you gave us everything, and this is how you're repaid. And you know, I think I have some people responding on Twitter right now that most companies would just send you back to work, but I don't know if that's true. If I died on air, I'm pretty sure Civic Media would run reruns for the day.
I guarantee we would
you
reruns.
Know, when I worked in tech, and someone had a heart attack at work at our company, I'm pretty sure people would have been able to go home. I lived through a friend committing suicide in high school. We were not, I mean, that's not work, but like, I think that people are being a little crass that, and like, and then the NFL did do the right thing, right? They didn't force them to go in the game. It took them a long time.
It took them over an hour.
Their initial reaction was 5 minutes, and then maybe they got more information and they continued to suspend it. But they did end up doing the right thing, which is true. And Skip Bayless did end up doing the right thing, which is apologizing for how his initial tweet was
perceived.
And it is, going back to what I said before, it gives me, now being someone who does live radio every day and understanding I have a very long way to go to reach the masterful level of broadcasting that the ESPN team, I think, did last night, as far as keeping the coverage going.
And keeping it together.
And we still ran it. We still don't have enough time to do the clips. But the other thing I would say that I took away from last night that is, I don't want to say it's a good thing, because it's one of those, it's one of the events that it makes me feel good as far as how people do what they can in situations like this. But Hamlin's charity, so since 2020, he's been raising money for a toy drive for children in his hometown. He's from Pennsylvania. And the initial GoFundMe, which is still up, we can link it to today's episode notes, was like $2,500. As of this morning, it could be even more by this point. Like, I can probably go look.
Isn't it like 3 million?
As of this morning, it was 3 million. Now it's 4.
Wow.
As of, I just clicked on it.
Wow.
It's $4,070,540. And yeah, so, you know, as far as people coming together and doing what they can in a time that it feels like, what, instead of just sitting in my hands and feeling helpless, what can I do? And a whole lot of people donated a whole lot of money. There's over 150,000 separate donations.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It does restore a little faith in humanity.
A little faith. Absolutely. So if you have thoughts on this and want to be part of the conversation, we will keep it rolling throughout the rest of the hour. I do have other headlines. I mean, there's other big news happening today. The new Congress is starting. Our governor is getting re-inaugurated. So there are other things happening today. But as long as people are still interested in talking about this, 844-967-2789. We'll take a break and be right back. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. A garage burned down in Wisconsin Rapids this morning. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department responded to a report of a fire on 10th Avenue North in Wisconsin Rapids. The resident of the house is safe. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department requested assistance from the Grand Rapids and Port Edwards Fire Departments. In the village of Elderon, police responded to a 911 call from a 79-year-old man who was stabbed during an altercation with a 22-year-old on Monday night. According to Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billab, the 79-year-old man was stabbed in the face during the incident and he grabbed and fired a handgun. The 22-year-old fled the house with the gun. The man was able to call 911 and reported the incident. He didn't think the bullet hit anyone, but when police arrived, they found the 22-year-old dead in a vehicle near the house. No names have been released yet, and detectives are investigating the incident. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 33. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 34. Tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. 28 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. About an inch of snow overnight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Never made that accusation prior to today, so let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple. You can subscribe there. Pops up in your little feed every day like it does for me now. Although I probably should listen back to myself. It sounds kind of like torture listening back to yourself.
It's called ear checking.
I know.
Yeah. It's not good.
I am subscribed to myself, so.
Oh, that's good.
But
I don't actually have to listen.
I should probably go back and listen more often. But you said we had another text?
We do. Our friend checking in from the 310. We were talking earlier about protocols that the NFL should have for worst case scenario situations. And the texter at 844-967-2789 says, "What, Kristen, what do you suggest as protocols? They did have medical people there. They had a defib. The ambulance was right there. I'm wondering if it's more a matter of having...
what happens at the game?
Well, and within 30 minutes, X. You know what I mean? They get the player off the field. He's taken to the hospital. If he's still in, if he's not stable and he's still in critical, is that when you call the game? Do you wait until he's stable?
This is one of those things where I think, thank you 3-1-0 for the text. And you're right. I don't have the answer to that, but it begs the question as far as were there protocols?
There had to be.
Is basically all the medical attention that was available was available. They probably saved his life. And the conversations of who's involved and the escalation of who makes the call ultimately and the information that has to get passed back and forth between people at the game.
Is it Roger Goodell?
I would imagine he has a say in it.
And how much say do the coaches have?
It seemed like last night they had a fair amount of say.
I would agree with you.
The reporting, and I'm sure there will be, the story is not done. Both on the updates on if he's still in critical condition and how he's recovering, that will be a developing story. I think the crisis management side of the NFL and how they're handling this and like how the reporting that happens of what actually happened and how much was a protocol and this is how they've set up to handle situations like this and how much maybe there was people were just stopped in their tracks and didn't know what to do next. And it'll be interesting to see if anything changes. Because ultimately, if it becomes apparent that this was a pre-existing condition with Hamlin's heart, which is terrible, but it was not even a couple years ago. I don't know. I remember it was a college student that something like this happened to.
This has happened before.
A decade ago?
Mm-hmm. And you would think, if you're an athlete, how could this possibly go undetected for all this time? But it does happen.
Well, it happens to normal people, right? An aneurysm, and that you just didn't know. And so there are freak health conditions that, especially when you put your body under this much duress as a professional athlete at one of the highest levels you can be playing at. And if it has nothing to do with the hit or the rules of the game. This isn't about the NFL being violent, but it also is a sport where it is violent. It is a violent sport. And I don't know, maybe it's just everyone's initial reaction because it felt so shocking. And the expectation or the hope that you value life over the game. And maybe that's the best that they could do under the conditions that were presented.
Well, and I think in the immediate aftermath of that hit and then him collapsing, it seemed like the two were connected, but we don't know that for certain still. We don't. You want to take a listen to this Lisa Salters clip? She is with ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And these were some of her comments after the hit last night.
It's hard because, like you guys have said, this is a human being, and all you can really think about is, you know, I hope that guy is okay. We've seen players go down with head injuries before, and as horrible as that may sound, we've grown accustomed to it. Seeing guys take hard hits, see them stay down for a little while, get back up, give the thumbs up, and and that's all we were all hoping for was that DeMar Hamlin was going to get up and that he was going to get on in that ambulance. He was going to give us a thumbs up and we were all going to know that he was okay. And when that didn't happen, I think this entire stadium was just devastated. I mean, right now, all I can really think about is that player, his teammates, just seeing the agony on their faces, the concern on their faces. They're scared for him right now, and they should be. We all should be. But to see them hugging each other, down on their knees, praying for him, his coach, the other team, their head coach, those players, just to see how much unity and just unified concern that they all had for this young man. It's been overwhelming. There's a pall over the stadium right now. Like you said, Scott, you come to work, we're expecting to see the game of the season. And what we got was so terrible, but that doesn't really matter. All that really matters is Damar Hamlin and his family, and we just can't say it enough that we hope that he's okay.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't... That was... She was so good. She was so good. And...
And struggling to keep it together,
too. But it's so interesting in times where reporters are asked to be the storytellers of unfolding events, and that line between being a human being and doing your job, and sometimes your job is to be a human being and to show compassion and not just deliver the news. I think that's how, that's the kind of the news that I want, as far as someone who's robotic and eliminates all emotion out of a situation. And, you know, much more likely the wartime reporters who see so much, who see, you know, violent, tragic things in person all the time, which is a very different industry than being a sports reporter. But given the situation, I was so wildly impressed and grateful for how they handled the situation, because it wasn't like they were just going to go off the air.
Right. You got time to fill.
They were supposed to be a 3 to 4 hour game.
You got to fill that time.
And they're not just going to cut to
old clips.
Yeah. And so, well, one thing I learned last night, so, is that I'm apparently not mean enough on Twitter. Cause, so I'm not one to troll on Twitter very much. And but I did respond to someone about, it wasn't like my own tweet. It was responding to someone else. And I wrote, yes, the fact that a douche canoe, which we found out yesterday that we can say on air.
Well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the fact that a douche canoe like him can still be employed, let alone have a platform that large, is infuriating. Support people who support people. And I got, before I pressed tweet, and I got this error message, or not an error message, I got this warning that I've never seen before, because I'm not usually mean on Twitter. And it says, most tweeters don't post replies like this. We're asking tweeters to review replies with potentially harmful or offensive language. Want to take another look before tweeting? And then it's like, did we get this wrong? And so I pressed tweet anyways and replied, but then I screenshotted it because I've never seen it before. So then I reposted that and said, this is new. When did Elon's Twitter start asking people to pause and think before insulting people like Skip Bayless? And apparently this is predates Elon. This is not new, because I had a bunch of people reply to me saying, oh no, I get this all the time.
Okay, then you have to explain something to me, because I follow a number of journalists on Twitter and a lot of female journalists on Twitter, and
it doesn't stop you from posting. It makes you pause.
Okay, so they can still threaten sexual assault, and they can threaten you
it.
And all that stuff. And
I still post,
but it's stop and think about before you decide to threaten someone's safety and with rape. And
yes. And so it's not that it actually keeps you from posting. I mean, you can get suspended after you post it.
Okay.
Or put in Twitter jail or whatever.
It's like a mom reminder.
It's kind of that. It's the other thing that Twitter started doing was, are you sure you want to retweet this without actually reading the article?
Ah.
You know, so like when people would see a headline and instead of clicking and reading what they're about to share,
right?
They just, and I'm guilty of that a couple times, but I know they started doing warnings like that. And so different social media platforms are experimenting with these indirect, direct, active, passive reminders, warnings, etc., as far as trying to guide behavior. But it was just funny to me that it was my first time seeing it, and how many people were like, oh no, that's been around.
I had no idea.
Our Wednesday co-host, Greg Bach, I'm sure we'll talk about this tomorrow. He's like, oh no, I get that like every day. and so there you go. Well, I don't know if I have anything more original to add to this conversation. I'm sure this is not the end of it as far as more developments, how the NFL continues to handle this, updates on his status, Hamlin's status, how Skip Bayless recovers from this.
And we can still play that, too.
Okay.
And we did just get a text in from 541. Thank you so much at 844-967-2789. The on-air response by the ESPN crew reminds me of Ryan Newman NASCAR crash in 2020 and Dale Earnhardt's death in 2001. Professionals in the heat of the moment. Look at how we forget that stuff.
Yeah.
Fatal race car crashes.
Well, and that is something that I feel like that's a whole different sport that I think has more. I mean, F1, there's more life ending or definitely life altering accidents that I think are baked into that sport. And my husband's a F1 fan, so I see more of it. I've never really watched NASCAR, so I'm not going to claim that I know much about that sport, and I will call it a sport because I have learned enough that knows that you have to be the athletic ability of those drivers.
Quite endurance.
Yes. But that is a very good point as far as the ability of reporters and commentators for sports car racing. And every once in a while, I mean, there's a fair amount of crashes and accidents, and every once in a while they are deadly.
Yeah, it is part of the job, being able to hold it together, to be able to deliver stuff like that. So do we want to hear from Skip Bayless? Just do the reset for what he tweeted last night, which got him so much heat.
So this is what he said. No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. And I can kind of see with the add-on at the end where he's trying to save face a little bit, but the fact that he was pointing out, how do you cancel this game, was a little tone deaf. So this is how he started his show today.
I'm still shook up by what happened last night to Damar Hamlin. In fact, I'm still wrecked. In fact, I'm not sure I'm capable of doing this show today. But after barely sleeping on it, I decided to give it a try. Maybe I'll fail. Maybe we will fail. But we're going to try. We wrestled through much of the night whether to even do a show today because it felt like, in our minds, we almost can't win with this because the last thing we want to try to do is come off as insensitive to what this young man is going through in a life or death situation. The last thing we want to do is offend anyone by trying to do what we always do, which is talk about sports. As this show goes on, we're going to try to talk about a little bit of sports, but we're going to continue to talk about what happened to this young man last night and try to sort back through it with help from you and the audience.
His co-host didn't show up.
Right. One of the Sharp brothers.
Shannon Sharp. And so we'll see how the reaction to that goes. I just don't understand how he is. Are his takes that good? I don't know. All right, we have to take another break. This is
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. You can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. We've spent really almost the full first hour talking about Damar Hamlin and the medical emergency that happened last night that is still a developing story. And I think all the different threads and stories that came out of that last night, from the handling of it to the media reaction to the public's reaction to the team's support of one another. And, you know, and the truth is, even though this is bigger than just a game, they will have to figure this out. Right.
Absolutely. Yes, they will
figure out when they have to play this game,
right?
How this plays into playoffs there. I mean, and I think that is what we were talking about before with Skip Bayless. That was his point, but it was not the right time to bring it up.
The timing was really terrible. And I do want to say too, with his apology that we just played, I have a problem when the apologizer makes it all about them.
Yeah.
I hardly slept. So maybe Skip.
Well, and even his initial, so within the hour of that initial tweet, he wrote, "Nothing is more important than that young man's health. That was the point of my last tweet. I'm sorry if that was misunderstood, but his health is all that matters. Again, everything else is irrelevant. I prayed for him and will continue to." So even that is, "I'm sorry that that was misunderstood," is not apologies 101. Apologies 101 is you take accountability for how what you said versus how people, "I'm sorry that you were hurt by that," is not necessarily an apology for anyone who was wondering about that. But I think for now, we will continue to move on because there was a lot of other things happening today that, you know, as we're following, like Congress kicks off today. And so some of the things I'm sure we're going to be watching, things that I'm sure we'll be talking about tomorrow as the day unfolds, is whether or not Kevin McCarthy will be chosen as Speaker of the House. And it'll be the first time, if he isn't, and they have to do a second election, my understanding is this is the first time that will have happened in 100 years.
Yeah. This is a rare occurrence. And for people who are not fans of Kevin McCarthy, and he could still get the votes and he could still become Speaker, but he has been banking on this for years.
Oh, yeah.
He has been banking on getting this job. I think most of his motivations have becoming Speaker of the House. And if this gets snatched away from him at the very last moment, there might even be some within his own caucus who will find that a really sweet deal.
But who are they throwing out as alternatives?
They really don't. Well, what about, isn't it Andy Biggs?
But does he have that? Does he have 218 supporters?
No, but he's got Boebert and Gates, and he's got that crew. But that's like six of them.
I think I heard Scalise's name.
Oh, Steve Scalise?
Yeah.
That could be.
I've heard mixed things as far as other potentially more moderate people, but if the most right-wing fringe of the party right now are the ones saying they're not going to vote for McCarthy, why would they then vote for someone more moderate than McCarthy?
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense, except out of spite.
Potentially. So,
isn't that nice to know that our government is being run by people who base things on spite instead of, I don't know, what's good for the country and what's good for their constituents? Let's stab them in the back. It'll be fun.
Well, we'll also start to learn this week, I think, as far as what investigations are going to be launched by Republican lawmakers. What's going to happen to George Santos?
Nothing.
You think nothing?
If anything happens to George Santos, and this is the newly elected Republican from New York State, who it turns out lied about everything. He claimed his mother died on two separate days. He claimed that, he's just lied about his entire resume. It's not illegal for politicians to lie. If anything's going to happen to him, it's going to have to be about money hanky-panky.
Which there is some.
There is some. And
I feel like there's the thread keeps being pulled on that as far as where the money came from.
How did it get spent?
There was something as far as him donating to another person's campaign from his campaign, and that was very odd. And so there is a whole... I mean, this is... If 2022 was the year of docuseries... Not docuseries, but historical fictional series on the grifters of Anna Delvey, I guess before... Firefest was pre-2022.
Yeah.
But who else? We had the Theranos, the multiple Theranos.
Elizabeth Theranos. Yep.
Yes. So that was documentary and also the Amanda Seyfried show.
Yep.
But then there was also, not that he's necessarily a grifter, but he's not necessarily a good person. Travis, what's his face from Uber. Like last year was the shows of, they had
the downfall of all those
people. The WeWork one.
Right.
With Anne Hathaway was in that. So this is probably a pending, maybe this will be a 2024 series on George Santos. And what happened during this campaign?
He's got trouble coming now, potentially from Brazil, I believe, because his mother was a caretaker for some elderly man in Brazil who started losing checks and money. And there may be some identity fraud that the Brazilian authorities are interested in talking to Mr. Santos about, so it's not done yet.
It's just the psychology of people like that. The ability to just lie. And the attempt and the disregard. And also, I'm so curious of once, is it one of those, is it like the Ponzi scheme of like the Bernie Madoff? Of once you're in so deep, like you just have to keep lying, and you know that it's bad, but this the only way forward is just to keep it up.
In some instances, that's probably the case, but I think for a case like George Santos, it's like, this is great. I'm getting away with it. And what are they going to do if they found out it's a lie? Ha! I had an ex-boyfriend who took great pleasure in getting away with stupid, silly ways to cheat people for money he didn't need. And he took it as a victory, like he won.
So there's just people like that.
Yeah, I just think that there are people like that. They think it's a win.
I don't think he's getting off scot-free. I think you're probably right that he's not necessarily going to be... is he going to be inaugurated? I mean, is he going to be sworn in today?
Absolutely. Yeah. The Republicans are not going to do anything to him. Nothing. Unless something happens to McCarthy and they can get rid of Santos, because McCarthy is counting on Santos's vote to become speaker.
No.
So complicated.
So complicated. All right. Well, we're having our own inauguration in Wisconsin today that is happening live. It started about an hour ago. So we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. I'll check in to see if anything's what's been happening at the Capitol. And then we have more headlines because it's a big news day. We're back. It's 2023, baby. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around. Somebody has broken out a satellite tube. Here is the news. Look very carefully. It may be you.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.